That's all I need to know about you.
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 That is all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. If you are a substitute driving instructor and you show up drunk for a lesson with four teenagers.
Oh, boy.
That is all I need to know about you.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yep, here's the teenager talking about it.
He was overly complimenting us, and he was just really, he was acting really weird. We told him to take us to McDonald's as soon as he hit the curb so that we could get out as soon as possible.
Yeah, when your driving instructor hits the curb because they're so drunk, that's probably a good thing. You should get out of the car.
Yeah.
The best part is that he's a substitute driving instructor.
He was what? Overly complimenting them.
Right.
He was overly complimenting them. So he's like,
that
you guys are doing great.
I mean,
compared to me, I mean, we shouldn't be laughing because it's extremely dangerous, obviously, right. And sad. But, you know, I mean, the only excuse is, listen, he's the substitute driving instructor. Was he called in like a brain surgeon? Did a pager go off? He's immediately like, I'll be there.
It's a bat signal.
I'll report. I'm on my way. Like, did he know he was on call? I mean, that's something different, I guess. I can't make it. How about
today's
that?
Today's my day off.
You know, I was sitting at the gas station yesterday. I stopped at BJ's at the gas station, and a guy drove right over the walkway. Mm. You know how there's a crosswalk there, and then there's, you know, the ramp, obviously, there for wheelchair access. He drove right over that. He thought that was an invitation to go over the curb to get to the gas station.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, cars bottoming out, the whole thing, dog in the back seat. Like, what are you doing, old guy?
He's but, like, everything's fine.
I just gave him a crazy look, and then he looked back at me dead in the face, and I was like, no, avert your eyes. Right. No problem here,
no
sir.
Causing a scene.
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
I've got one for you here. If you visit somebody's house as a contractor or a personal friend or whatever it is that you are, and you think it's fine to leave your coffee cup in the street because you stashed it behind your tire in front of the neighbor's house, that's all I need to know about you. I saw you, black Honda CRV. I seen today, all right? I seen you do it.
Not nice.
Seen that cup out there this morning, and I was littering. Like, what?
That's not nice.
What's up with that?
That's not nice at all.
Yep. Pretty I'm going to have to talk with my other neighbor about that neighbor and be like, look forward to that this afternoon,
like that.
Mark.
Raven.
I'll see you soon.
Just like that. Like I'll see you soon. Talking to one another.
Right.
It's like a gossip queen, Raven.
Yep. We're going to talk about it.
If you do one of those long distance shots where you take the paper towels and you throw it in from a long distance like a basketball star, and then you inevitably miss and just leave it, that's all I need to know about
LeBron,
you.
LeBron, showtime.
Showtime. Oh, I missed by 30 feet.
Preseason's on.
That's true. If you take a shot on a garbage and you miss, whether you got to get up and pick it up. That's the rule.
It's a walk of shame.
The rule is go low and come in with the layup. I mean, just like practice. Okay. That's what you have to
just
do.
Like practice.
You want
to
chime in too, call us 1-800-330-9999. You just got to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.